Thanks for your company after all the fanfare and self-congratulation at the start of Australia's vaccine rollout just a few short weeks ago. The Prime Minister now admits the program is beset by issues and problems. So now we're on what the Prime Minister says is a war footing, and he's calling in the states, asking them to meet with him twice a week to help get things back on track. He's also now saying mass vaccination hubs are the only hope of getting Australians vaccinated before the end of the year. It all comes as one specialist warns there's an even bigger threat to the program lurking just over the horizon. David Lipson reports.
Whether it's due to the Commonwealth's handling of the trouble-plagued vaccine rollout or just the nature of an ever-changing global crisis, the message from the Morrison government over the past few weeks has been dizzying.
An extraordinary acceleration in the rollout. A massive number of people that have now been vaccinated.
That was Health Minister Greg Hunt just a fortnight ago. Here's the Prime Minister today.
The issues and problems we're currently beset with will be resolved.
Last week, Scott Morrison blamed those problems on supply.
The challenges Australia has had has been a supply problem. It's pure and simple.
But today,
we don't have an issue with the supply of AstraZeneca vaccines. They are rolling out of our domestic manufacturing.
Demand for AstraZeneca plummeted, though, in the wake of last week's warning about the potential, rare as it is, for serious, possibly deadly clotting to occur 4 to 20 days after getting the shot. The vaccine numbers have bounced back somewhat, with close to 60,000 people vaccinated yesterday.
We're talking about a condition that is quite scary or frightening, and sort of trying to explain that to people, I think, is really the challenge.
That's Margie Danchin, a vaccinologist with the Murdoch Children's Institute. She says communicating the risks of vaccine-induced clotting versus the reward of protection from COVID is a major challenge, along with the logistics of actually rolling out the jabs.
I do think mass vaccination hubs are the way to go, and we need to work together. We need to depoliticise the situation.
The federal government's changed tack on mass vaccination too, after initially dismissing the New South Wales Premier's calls to establish hubs. Scott Morrison now says they're the only way to protect the nation by year's end.
We would like to see this done before the end of the year, but that will only be possible if we can ensure that we have the max vaccination program in place that can do that in that space of that final quarter.
The reason is that the Pfizer vaccine, now preferred for those under 50, isn't likely to be widely available until the latter part of the year. 20 million doses will land sometime in the last 3 months. To get them into arms, the government's dropped the blame game with the states and is now calling them in to meet at National Cabinet twice a week on what's described as a war footing.
I've called together the premiers and the chief ministers for us to work together to deal with the problems we have in the vaccination program.
The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, is not impressed.
Scott Morrison saying he's placing Australia on war footing. What's his response? A couple of meetings a week. You know, we will, under Scott Morrison, we'll meet them on the beaches, we'll meet them on the phone hookups. That's his idea of war footing.
Professor Brendan Crabb is the director of Melbourne's Burnet Institute. Overall, he says, Australia is doing extremely well.
Oh, you'd have to say, just with where we're at the moment, it's a spectacular success.
He says it's clear the vaccine rollout has significant problems, but he's urging perspective.
You know, despite those problems, we are in a COVID zero situation. We are going to get vaccinated at some stage this year and early into next year. So it's not a health threat.
The threat to the economy is another matter, but Professor Crabb says the biggest COVID threat is not the pace of the rollout, but the speed in which variants are mutating and spreading worldwide.
The frequency of variants that can escape immunity, can escape the current vaccines, is very high. And at the moment, COVID in the world is increasing to nearly record levels. And variants are a major threat to our vaccine program. So I'd like to see Australia focus much more on helping countries in the region and helping countries in the world suppress virus to minimise the chances of variants emerging apart from anything else and maximise the chance of our own vaccine program actually working.
Professor Brendan Crabb is the director of Melbourne's Burnet Institute. David Lipson reporting.